You're listening to SBS News.
In 2019, several thousand people applied for a 489 visa with the hope of making Australia their home. It's a visa for skilled migrants to work in regional and high-needs parts of Australia. So with labour shortages, applicants were hopeful. The Australian government's website at that time said waiting times were around 8 months, so applicants paid the $4,000 fee and hoped. Many quit their jobs, sold their family homes, and based their financial future on the expectation they would be moving to Australia within a year. Many also looked forward to being reunited with their loved ones, partners, children, parents, already in Australia. 3 years later, Mariam says she doesn't remember a day when she didn't miss her husband.
If I talk about my relationship with my husband, it's been 3 years, 1 month, and 26 days. And I try to pretend to be happy outside. But believe me, there is so much disturbance and discomfort in our relation. I am raising my daughter with no help, and he's also living all alone in Albury.
While her husband went to Australia when they applied for the visa 3 years ago, Mariam and their young daughter stayed in Pakistan, waiting. She says her daughter stopped talking to her father over the phone in recent months. It just became too hard.
My daughter, all-time favorite imagination was going somewhere with her dad. But unfortunately, from last few months, she stopped talking to him. She believes that daddy is a virtual character, as she can talk to him but couldn't touch him or feel him.
Mariam, like so many other applicants waiting in limbo, makes a desperate plea to the Australian government.
I just have a humble request to all concerned ones. Please grant all 489 pending applications, as we are almost 1400 main applicants. If anyone who is listening my voice can do something for us or raise his voice for us, please do that. Me and my family is in a state of to be or not to be, and this state is mentally and physically terrible.
Rahman, from Iran, is a software engineer, a job he says there is a shortage of in Australia. He says he sold his apartment to have enough money to come to Australia, as he thought it would only take 3 months. Now, he lives with his family of four at his parents' house.
After lodgement in September 2018, I sold my apartment in my hometown to provide enough money to immigrate to Australia. I thought it'd take just 2 or 3 months, but unfortunately it takes 3 years, and my wife and I suffered a lot from this situation. It's destroyed our life, and we have to live with our parents, and you know how difficult it is.
Rahman says he's tried contacting the Department of Home Affairs, but received no clarity about his application. He says amid this uncertainty, his family can't make any long-term decisions for their lives.
I have had several attempts to contact the Department of Home Affairs to inquire about my application status since last year, but unfortunately it was not successful, and they don't answer me at all. Every email or phone call, they just told me you have to wait without any time frame in this situation. All my family's plans are in hold, you know, and we cannot make any long-term decision for our life.
Muhammad Asim Akram says the last 3 years have taken a toll on his mental health.
Unfortunately, since then, it has been a very painful journey. I personally would like to mention that, you know, since waiting 33 months, it has been a very, very painful journey for me, and it has been still taking a toll on my health. Sometimes I feel like, you know, anxiety issues and depression and that sort of thing, because if you know, someone asks me like, you know, what happened to your Australian visa, so I don't have any answer, because I just say like, no, it's in process.
Parag Patel thought the shift from the Liberal to a Labor government might help his bid to come to Australia, but he says he still had no luck.
So government came from Liberal to Labor. Border is now open, but our final grant is not received yet. We have sent number of emails to authority, DHA, minister. We also ran the Twitter campaign, but no luck. So we request DHA to grant our 489 visa as soon as possible without any further delay.
A spokesperson for the Department of Home Affairs says the government is committed to supporting Australia's economic recovery through addressing critical skills shortages and workforce gaps by supporting industry to attract and retain skilled visa holders. But SBS News has been told that there are about 1,500 primary and 4,200 secondary applicants who are stuck in limbo with no certainty of their family's future. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.